You're listening to SBS News.
Labor is continuing to campaign on improving healthcare if it wins on May the 18th, and the latest promise from Bill Shorten is $250 million to reduce elective surgery waiting lists.
When we talk about waiting lists increasing 10% under the Liberal National Government in Canberra, what that means is it means a lot of our fellow Australians, hundreds of thousands of them, are waiting longer to have painful surgery resolved. If you want to be Prime Minister of Australia, the pain which ordinary Aussies are going through should be a priority. That's why Labor's going to find additional money in our budget, because we prioritise reducing the waiting times of our fellow Australians. That's what this announcement is about.
The latest announcement comes after Labor's multi-billion dollar pledge to provide free specialist consultations to cancer patients. The coalition's Simon Birmingham says Bill Shorten is making promises he can't keep.
It seems the vast majority will still face potential costs, will still face essentially the same situation we have already. Now, our government has been very clear. We continue to back investment in terms of cancer treatment and services. That's why we've listed so many cancer drugs on the pharmaceutical benefits scheme. It's why we've supported record levels of health funding growing by more than 60%. And even there, when it comes to hospital funding, you can see again that Mr. Shorten is making promises that he just can't keep.
It wasn't just political opponents questioning Mr. Shorten's promises. Cancer patient Rob Gibbs decided to confront him by expressing his dissatisfaction with the way he says he's been treated by the Victorian Labor government. Mr. Gibbs is a former volunteer with the Country Fire Authority and suspects his cancer was caused by work-related exposure.
Honestly, Bill, it's just hard to believe that you're saying you're going to help out in cancer and everything else for people. I've spent the last 4 years in and out of hospital that long that my daughter's worried that, is her dad ever going to come home?
Mr. Gibbs told reporters if given the chance, he'd put the same question to Scott Morrison.
So if Scott Morrison was here, what'd you do?
I'd ask Morrison the same thing. Exactly the same thing. And I'd ask him why they haven't actually... it's not that hard to work together and make the country a better country. And, you know, everyone's health is so important. I don't care who you are, we all should be entitled to a decent health system.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.